Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. Dave, I need your website, please.
LearnToLead.com.
LearnToLead.com.
Yes, LearnToLead.com.
So check it out, folks. You can find your books there and all the things you do for your customers.
All kind of videos, articles, things to help you there as well.
Yeah, so check it out, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Okay, Dave, we've been talking about transitioning, taking our customers into a higher level of satisfaction, right? A higher orbit. Let's put them in a rocket ship and take them up into the highly satisfied customer satisfaction stratosphere, right?
That's right.
But you and I both know that's not going to happen accidentally. It's got to happen with intention, with leadership, and with training.
Yes, with training.
How do small business owners get their people trained better? That's just one of the worst things that we do.
Well, it is. You just can't command a great performance. I mean, you can talk about it all day you want. Command that you take great care of customers. Command that you get the wow. People are not going to rise to the level of your expectations. They're going to fall to the level of their training. And if you're not training them, if you're not defining what great performance looks like and then showing them how to deliver it, it's never going to happen, and it's not going to be consistent. And it's amazing how little is actually invested in training people.
You know, in the military, train, over and over again. And when you think about the people who you know, we talk about employees who are customer facing. When you think about our military who are enemy facing, right?
That's right.
The spear folks, infantry, the special forces groups, they'll tell you, somebody will say, how do you execute when people are shooting at you? And do you know what they always say? Mm. We default to our training.
To the training. That's right.
So when you got customers in front of you, you want your employees to default to their training.
Yeah, exactly. It should be natural. It should be conversational. And if you're training people well, practice, drilling, rehearsing, repetition, because those things really is what create the skill. You know, then when the customer has a problem and what comes out of their mouth does not sound like a script, it sounds conversational. It's the right words, but it sounds natural. It sounds conversational because they've been trained, because they have practiced it. People don't like to practice things. They don't like to practice skills. They don't like to practice verbiage anymore. They don't like to practice, period. They just want to show up on game day and play every day.
Are you amazed at how little role-playing happens anymore?
Role-playing
when I was being taught to sell, role-playing, we lived and died by role-playing.
Well, that's what builds confidence.
Yes.
That's what builds confidence.
But if you or I walk into a company and talk to them about role-playing, they act like you're speaking Greek or something.
Oh, y'all, my people don't like it, or we don't do that, or what makes people
They won't do it. How about that? I've heard them say they won't do it.
They won't do it. Yeah. Well, since when does becoming better, why is that an option? Why is that? Why would anybody allow that to be an option? Getting better should not be an option. If you don't want to do it, then you have to go someplace where they're going to let you stay the same. But here we believe in getting you better. And, you know, this is the thing we have to do as business leaders. Get people better or get better people. Usually it's a combination of both. But you've got to give them the benefit of the doubt by at least training them to find out what you have. I have people say all the time, where do I find great people? I say, start with what you got. Have you trained who you have?
Might not be their fault.
That's right. Have you set clear expectations for those you have? If you haven't done that for the people you have, there's no sense in throwing them away. And
maybe you're the one
people.
We need to get rid of.
That's fish rots at the head, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not going to take care of the people you have, don't bring in new people and subject them to the same abuse.
I always believe we should try to redeem the people we have.
Absolutely.
Until they prove themselves unredeemable, then you let them go be successful somewhere else and bring new people in.
That's right. And then people are worried about the cost of training. Well, what's the cost of ignorance? What's the cost of losing customers?
That's right.
What's the cost? You know, and people say, well, as soon as I get them trained, they leave. Well, there's one thing worse than training people and having them leave. It's not training them and having them stay.
Right.
I mean, you've got to look at it the right
That's
way.
I love that. That's exactly right.
I learned that from my old buddy Zig Ziglar.
Oh, yeah.
He used to say that all the time.
Yeah, say that again. I love that.
There's one thing worse than training people and having them leave. It's not training them and having them stay. And then people say, well, you know, we got to train the frontline people, but my managers are fine. Mm-hmm. Your managers aren't fine.
Oh, no.
Your managers need training, too. Don't take live eggs, stick them under dead chickens, and expect something good
to happen.
I know
organizations right now, and they train their people like crazy, but they have not got their managers lined up right.
No.
And the managers are holding their salespeople back.
We will not even train, Jim. Somebody calls us. We won't even train their frontline people until we've trained the managers.
Right. Well said. Well done. Well done.
And they get mad at us.
Hey, Dave, I got to wrap it up. I need the website one more time.
LearnToLead.com. LearnToLead.com.
How many books now?
13.
13. And folks, you'll be glad you checked it out, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Dave, great job today. Come back soon.
Love to, Jim. Thanks
we'll
for having me.
It's always
Dave
a pleasure. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he is for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.